This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Governments across Europe are stepping up restrictions, trying to beat back a resurgence of the coronavirus that has sent new confirmed infections on the continent to their highest weekly level since the start of the pandemic. The World Health Organization said Tuesday there was a 34% jump in new COVID-19 cases reported in Europe last week from the previous week. Britain, France, Russia, and Spain accounted for more than half of the new infections. The increasing caseload is partly the result of more testing, but the UN Health Agency noted deaths were also up 16% last week from the week before. French President Emmanuel Macron is expected to unveil further restrictions Wednesday, with media reporting city curfews are under consideration. France's five largest cities, Paris, Marseille, Lyon, Toulouse, and Lille, are already on maximum alert, with bars and gyms closed and restaurants under strict controls. The World Bank has approved $12 billion in financial package to help developing countries buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines, tests, and treatments. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The initiative aims to support the vaccination of up to 1 billion people. The multi-billion dollar fund is part of a wider World Bank Group package of up to $160 billion to help developing countries fight the COVID-19 pandemic. The group's president, David Malpass, says the plan is to extend and expand a fast-track approach to address the COVID emergency so that developing countries have fair and equal access to vaccines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Spain, authorities in its richest region of Catalonia are set to announce either a closure of bars and restaurants for 2 weeks or a drastic reduction in opening hours. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is in the third of her four-day Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham says Barrett's nomination is historic.
This is the first time in American history that we've nominated a woman who's unashamedly pro-life and embraces her faith without apology, and she's going to the court. Seat at the table is waiting on you.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday encouraged Saudi Arabia to recognize Israel in what would be a massive boost for the Jewish state amid normalization by two other Gulf Arab kingdoms. Bahrain, which tightly coordinates its foreign policy with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates on September 15th, signed the so-called Abraham Accords with Israel at the White House. Meeting Saudi's foreign minister, Pompeo said the agreement, quote, contributed greatly to our shared goals for regional peace and security. Armenia's prime minister said Wednesday Azerbaijan aimed to occupy the territory of Nagorno-Karabakh completely and described the situation in the conflict zone as, quote, very difficult, end quote. He said in a speech that Azerbaijan and Turkey did not want to, quote, stop their aggression, end quote. The renewed fighting in and around Nagorno-Karabakh is the worst since a 1994 ceasefire ended a war over the breakaway region that killed at least 30,000 people. A NASA TV commentator confirms the arrival of the Russian-U.S. crew at the International Space Station in the Soyuz module.
Soyuz MS-17 safely arrived at the International Space Station, made contact with the space station at docking port on the Rosvet module at 3:48 a.m. Central, while the two vehicles were flying 261 miles above the Mediterranean Sea.
A trio of space travelers launched and landed successfully to the International Space Station for the first time, using a fast-track maneuver to reach the orbiting outpost in just 3 hours, about half the time it usually takes. They will join the station's NASA commander and Roscosmos cosmonauts, who have been aboard the complex since April and are scheduled to return to Earth a week later. Hundreds of Tanzanian firefighters and citizens are trying to contain a fire on Mount Kilimanjaro, Africa's highest mountain. The initial investigation reveals the fire was started Sunday by porters warming up food for climbers. So far, there are no reports of casualties from the fire on the popular site, which attracts tens of thousands of climbers each year, many determined to reach the peak at 5,895 meters. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.